Health workers from several organizations come together later this week in Medford for a public health forum. There's always something out there that is of concern for people in the healthcare business, and it sure helps when the public is aware of the concern. The forum is Thursday evening at 6:30 at the Medford Library. We have some of the participants here now to catch us up on the health concerns in Jackson County at the moment. Lori Hoagland is a family nurse practitioner at La Clinica and the chair of the healthcare caucus putting this session on. Lori, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Tanya Phillips is back as well, health promotion manager for the Jackson County Health Department. Thank you for joining us, Tanya.
Thank you for having me.
And Kristen Fettig is with us on the phone, suicide prevention specialist at Jackson County Mental Health. Kristen, welcome to you.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Doing well. So, Lori, give us a walk into what the healthcare caucus is and what the need for the healthcare forum is, what the purpose is.
We had a healthcare forum on mental health in March, and we will be having a public health forum this week, and we plan to have a third healthcare forum in September on kind of LGBTQ health concerns. The focus of our year this year with our group, which is a caucus with the Democratic Party of Jackson County, is to focus on increasing people's knowledge and access to healthcare. Our feeling is that if we can have people come together and have a community conversation, that they'll understand more what the issues are, what part they play in the community, and what's available in the community to help them at times of healthcare need.
So, Tanya Phillips, with a title like Health Promotion Manager, this sounds like a regular thing that you do already.
Yes, absolutely. When it comes to Jackson County public health, we're really focused on that population health. So really what is going on in our community and how on a population level can we improve the health outcomes of our community?
So there's always a set of underlying issues. I imagine those change just a bit. Like, you know, you're at a flu season now, for example. I mean, what are some of the things you're most concerned about as we head into summer?
So some are definitely around environmental health and air quality, just around our increase in wildfire activity that has decreased our air quality in the last 4 or 5 years. So that's definitely something as we go into the summer, one thing that's of concern for us and that we're currently working on.
And Kristen Fettig, obviously there is always concern about suicide. It seems like the public knowledge of this issue has grown a bit. I know that, you know, news media across Oregon took part in the Breaking the Silence campaign in April to actually do some stories about suicide, which is not something that news media generally do. Are we getting to a tipping point in society, you think, when this is something we'll discuss more openly?
I mean, that's the hope. We want to be seeing people having more conversations about suicide. It is something that's a touchy subject for a lot of people. But the more we talk about it and bring awareness to that it is common that people have these thoughts and people recover all the time, and we can get them into treatment and there are things that are really helpful for them. And the crisis services, being aware of resources, that's a big part of what we're doing.
How big a concern is suicide in Jackson County at the moment? I mean, about the same as the rest of the state, for example, or a bit higher or a bit lower?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do have a higher rate in our Jackson County area. And so we do have a lot of different efforts that are going on to work on prevention efforts. But overall, yeah, we do have higher rates than the state. And then the state is usually within the top 15 in all the states in the U.S.
And do we know why?
There's this really, that's always a big question, why, right? But in the western states, we do have we see this span of the states that have higher rates. But there's not really an indication of why that may be. People have their own thoughts on that, but the why is always the question that we're going to have.
And when you talk about it being a higher rate in Jackson County than in the rest of Oregon, has it been a steady climb, or is this an issue that ebbs and flows over time?
I think that ebbs and flows is a good way to put it. The difference between 2017 and 2018 was a significant increase. So that's something that we're definitely pushing in different types of prevention efforts and working on kind of focusing on the different factors that may have led somebody to thinking about suicide, so we can work to kind of get ahead upstream prevention.
We are talking about public health issues in Jackson County. Kristen Fettig, a suicide prevention specialist with Jackson County Mental Health. Lori Hoagland is the chair of the Healthcare Caucus for the Jackson County Democrats and a family nurse practitioner. Tanya Phillips is health promotion manager for the Jackson County Health Department. And you can join our conversation on the exchange about health concerns generally, or more specifically, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Tanya Phillips, what just in general, what is the ongoing number one issue that you feel you need to most connect with people about in Jackson County?
That is a really good question. It's really hard to say that there's just one issue. There's definitely a multitude of issues, really depending, I would say, what department you work in for public health. Under health promotion, we were definitely looking at binge drinking, tobacco use, and especially electronic cigarettes that are being used by youth. Other things of concern then around substance use, around marijuana use by our youth, as well as of concern by numerous community members. And then, of course, looking at our opiate epidemic. So heroin use in our community, the overdoses, but also the different health consequences that occur from people who use injection drugs is definitely of concern when it comes to my wheelhouse. But of course, we know in Jackson County, we have low immunization rates. So we're always on our toes of when that outbreak is going to occur because of our pockets of low immunization rates. We've definitely in our community recently been talking a lot about sexually transmitted infections and really how since 2013 we've seen to see a steady increase of sexually transmitted infections in our community.
That was interesting. You said when there'll be an outbreak. This is really... Yeah. Pretty much the situation. And it's not a matter of if, it's you're going to have an outbreak of something that we have vaccines for.
Yes. I mean, if you look at the trends across the nation, and right now we've had the highest cases of measles in the U.S. in quite a while, and looking at the outbreak that occurred in Clark County and Multnomah County having numerous measles outbreaks, it's definitely a question of when, you know, when is this going to happen to us?
Lori Hoagland, I get a sense of you trying to push into the future where we can consider healthcare differently, perhaps more holistically, but at the same time, you've got issues that we thought had been dealt with years ago, like people getting vaccines cropping up again. I mean, does it feel sometimes like you have to turn around and fight some of the old battles before you can focus on the new ones?
Sometimes I think you have to focus on all things at the same time. It feels like, you know, a juggling act. But I work on the mobile health unit with La Clinica, and so I feel like I'm in contact with a lot of the community members who don't have walls to protect them from communicable diseases, sexually transmitted illnesses, and whooping cough, and even just impaired immune systems, maybe a higher use of tobacco. So it really feels important that we look at public health in our community and all be aware of what services are available to address these concerns.
We are talking about public health in Jackson County with Lori Hoagland, Tanya Phillips, and Kristen Fettig. And here's a call from Larry in Central Point. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. Larry, are you there?
The jobs they're doing. Excuse me, clear my throat there. Anyway, my brother was a suicide in 1998. Quickly, his wife went through a terminal illness, and they'd been in an idyllic kind of marriage. And 3 months later, my brother, a very well-adjusted person, hung himself. And my mother and I found there was very little to understand about it. And we went to the police. We went to the doctors. And we found out that suicide is a murder. And just as you would have a problem with somebody, God forbid, and you might take it into your hands to be violent towards them, the victim of the suicide feels great guilt. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
They want to punish themselves. So what can we do about it and try to save their life?
Okay, what can we do? Thanks for that, Larry. Appreciate that. So Kristen Fettig, you want to weigh in here?
Yeah, First off, I'm really sorry for your loss, and thanks for the call today. So I think that kind of the points that you're talking about is the guilt and all these different pieces that come into somebody getting to that point in their life of thinking about suicide. And there's a lot of different factors. We talk about it being a multifactorial event. And there's probably a lot of different things that oftentimes we're not aware of in someone's life. And so a big part of, I wouldn't say a big part, but a part of my position as suicide prevention coordinator is also trying to look at the different factors that maybe led to someone's suicide and kind of talk about, you know, it sounds like you already had a couple different factors, right? Unfortunately, oftentimes we don't have the answers, and that's the biggest part for us. That's difficult, as I'm also a lost survivor myself, and it's always those questions of why. And it sounds like you have some of the answers, but I think it does come to everyone's personal beliefs, and I think that's the biggest part of it.
Since you are obviously a suicide prevention specialist, and that's obviously necessary, but how much more? Are the other parts of the whole county health apparatus, and not just within the county health department, but just in the healthcare community, are they as up to speed, or are they getting a little more up to speed over time about some of the issues that are contributing factors in suicide?
That's a great question. So a big part of my position is doing trainings and education in the community. So I train as young as sixth grade students, all the way up to 12th. And then I do trainings with mental health providers across the county, doctors and nurses and law enforcement, a big span of people across the county. And pretty much I'll talk to anybody. and I feel like there's always some things that I can instill in people. If at all, maybe just some of the risk factors and the warning signs to look for. I think those are really helpful because, you know, we may be worried about somebody and kind of have that intuition, but having a little bit of what do I do now or then, you know, at that point is important. So that's a big part of our trainings that we do. And I do a training as little as 1 hour up to 2 full days.
And we have had it hammered into our heads here on The Exchange from multiple interviews now that you can't put the idea for suicide into someone else's head.
Yes.
So bringing it up is not going to lead to a suicide that wouldn't have otherwise happened.
Yeah, it's actually completely the opposite. So asking somebody directly if they were having thoughts of suicide is actually one of the things that can make a big difference as to whether they make an impulsive act. And also get them help. And so even if the answer was no, so you're right, we can't put the thought in someone's head. That is a myth that has been a long-standing myth through many generations. But we can't put the thought in their head. And more than anything, we can get them resources, right? They say, no, I'm not having those thoughts. And so we're like, okay, well, that's good to hear. But I'm always here to talk to you, right? So, you know, it's kind of a one way or another, you're showing that you're caring for this person. And I think that that's what it always comes back to. I think the biggest message of my trainings is it's about connection. It's about human connection. And oftentimes people feel like they have lost something or lost connection with others. And that can bring them to like that sense of hopelessness that may lead to thoughts of suicide.
So obviously a need for a contact with mental health professionals. And Tanya Phillips, as you're promoting health in Jackson mm-hmm. County, how much a part of that is mental health services and what's available?
So under my programs, I don't have a whole lot of mental health. That's definitely Stacey Brubaker, those individuals who run that department. There's definitely... Most recently, there was collaborative on developing a community-wide health improvement plan, and so that we took into consideration behavioral health and suicide prevention, but also substance use disorder under that. So as community partners came together, and I was one of those community partners to be able to collaborate with our different behavioral health, substance use disorder organizations, such as Addictions for Recovery Center. So we were able to collaborate on a community level and identify what areas do we want to work on. So a lot of times there's collaborative, just collaborations around that. A lot of the times when it comes to substance use prevention, we're really trying to prevent youth from engaging in substance when it comes to a lot of my programs. So it's on that prevention spectrum.
And in terms of substance abuse, I know it seems like it's the drug of the moment often, mm-hmm. you know, where we work through methamphetamine, move on to opioids, move on to heroin from there, that sort of thing. How are we doing at the moment on that front? What's the drug of concern at the moment, and how bad is the situation, or how much has it improved?
So overall, I would say the opiates are definitely what we're looking at the most, but it is definitely important too when we think about prevention or population health that we don't always just focus on one drug. Because if you look at alcohol use, that's still incredibly high in our area. Tobacco use is still the number one, you know, killer of health that influences that. So it is important to, yes, pay attention to what those new trends are. But as you're developing strategies or you're looking at your population health, there's definitely, you want to look broader.
So Lori Hoagland, we're having this discussion because of the Jackson County Public Health Forum coming up Thursday at 6:30 at the Medford Library. Who do you want to show up and what is the format of the event that they'll find when they show up?
So the format is going to be six panelists, and we have two people coming from the health department, Tanya Phillips and Stacy Gregg, and they will be reporting on kind of maybe more big picture of the health issues. We have Becky Sherman from La Clinica, who is a nurse manager, very important person in keeping all of the employees of La Clinica up to date on vaccines, infectious diseases, treatments, et cetera. We have Nathan Olson, who's from the Addictions Recovery Center, who will be talking about programs in Jackson County for people who are trying to go through recovery from substance abuse disorder. And then we have Sky Luce, who is working with Planned Parenthood to talk about their role. So kind of wrap around services. We want people to be aware of what the problems, risks are, and also what we're doing for solutions locally.
How do you want people to come out of the meeting and approach other people? Because I would venture a guess that some of the health issues that people are having would preclude them from actually showing up to the public forum.
Well, we hope that they do have handicap access at the library, that we at least will have some ability for people to come despite their condition. I'm advertising this to the community at large, not only in social media, but also we have flyers up in our mobile health unit where we serve people who are without homes. And the nice thing about the Medford Library is it's pretty centrally located for a lot of people, so they can get there. And we also are going to have questions from the audience so people can really feel like they can connect with the professionals who are providing services.
All right, so it's an array of agencies that provide an array of services there all together under one roof. That's Thursday evening at 6:30 at the Medford Library, Jackson County Public Health Forum. You just heard from Lori Hoagland, who is the chair of the Healthcare Caucus for the Jackson County Democrats, organizing it, about who will be there. Lori is also a family nurse practitioner for La Clinica. Tanya Phillips is health promotion manager for the Jackson County Health Department. And Kristen Fettig on the phone is a suicide prevention coordinator for Jackson County Mental Health. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kristen. And that'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. We'll get into